You're listening to The Hit List with me, Noomi. I have a very interesting interview for you next, a little bit different from how things usually work. I'm chatting to Jax, an American singer-songwriter who lives in LA. She blew up on TikTok last year with her hugely emotional song, Like My Father, which became like the number one daddy-daughter dance around the world. And she's done it again with another amazing single this year called Victoria's Secret, which is everywhere over TikTok, that she wrote for her friend who she babysits called Chelsea. And basically, we set up this interview, joined a Zoom call because she's over in America, and we just started chatting. It was like the most informal interview I've ever done. We just had a conversation and I recorded that. So that's what you're going to hear. And you're going to hear us jump right in immediately talking about her taking Chelsea, the girl that she babysits, who she wrote Victoria's Secret for, on a shopping spree with the royalty check she got from Hulu using that song in a documentary. I hope you enjoy.
I gave myself a budget. I was like, Chelsea, you pick anything you want in this mall and we're just going to spend every dime of this like brand deal on bougie stuff. And then she picked things out for me like a dad watch. I don't like.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And we got matching Tiffany necklaces.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
It was my first real shopping spree in my whole life.
Well, you have to go hard, haven't you, in that kind of situation?
We literally went hard. Like, she lives in LA. So, like, a lot of the kids in her school are, like, celebrities' children and stuff like that. And I, like, pulled up to her school to pick her up yesterday. Some of these kids are, like, rolling around in, like, Bugattis and, like, Lamborghinis.
Gosh.
I was like, what? I had, like, a used 2004 Lexus that was, like, owned by an old man with 200,000 miles on it. Like, and you guys have, like, new Bugattis? He's like, what?
That must be stressful for her, that kind of school, like kind of intense, right? Like, I remember in England, you know, I wasn't going to school with people driving Bugattis, but you know, like if you didn't,
you just had like the Queen's children.
Yes, exactly. No, I didn't go to that school.
Yeah, no, me neither. I mean, I'll say I was homeschooled, but like my parents were like, you get one pair of Uggs every 4 years. Great. I told my mom, I was like, I know that you must have been so excited to get me something expensive that I wanted, like a pair of Birkenstocks, you know? Like,
yeah,
I really wanted Birkenstocks. So like, and I was so grateful if I got them, right? Like, this is the best day of my life. But like yesterday I was like, I get to do this for the first time from a brand deal, from a song that was like literally like came from me and her, like in a video, right? So I was like, I am doing this. I'm playing like rich mommy today and I'm gonna just like spend it all on her. So we went crazy.
I think that's amazing though, because I was gonna ask you about her, because obviously the song started with her. So how long have you been babysitting? Like, how long have you been? I guess you're friends now. So like, how long have you been friends?
Well, yeah, now like she's kind of like kind of too old for a babysitter, I think, at this point. She's 13. I don't know if that's too old. She's still a kid, but like, I don't think she needs me as much as before. But now I basically just pretend I'm an older sister. I only ever had a brother, so I get to like play older sister with her. Her mom just gets a break and drops her off.
Yeah.
And we just now make songs and do stupid things and eat candy. So essentially I'm still a babysitter, except now we post on TikTok. But I started babysitting her maybe like 2 years before the quarantine. And it was because I was very broke in LA. And like, her mom would basically pay for groceries for me after like I'd be in the studio all day writing for other people, like ghostwriting to try to pay the bills. And then the thing is about that is like, you have to write like 100 songs until maybe one sticks.
Yeah.
And like, you get a cut somewhere. And like, we're like, so I had like 4 side hustles at the time just to pay rent in Los Angeles. And Chelsea was definitely one of them. And she was actually the person who made me download TikTok in the first place. And I was like, whatever it takes to like get all this energy out and get you to bed on time, well, I'll do it.
Wow. Well, I think she's definitely earned herself a Tiffany necklace, because if it wasn't for her and you downloading TikTok.
It's so true.
But I think that's amazing to give her that moment as well, and to kind of like share it together, since
it's the only thing that's like making my heart feel full right now, because like the numbers have been really hard to process so quickly. Obviously, it's like, as a songwriter, like you dream about that your whole life. You're like, oh man, like I could do so much if only I had like a blue check mark or a bigger following or like a record label and like people cared, right? And then like when it finally comes to fruition, after, you know, so many years of like heartbreak and rejection, and then it just like almost overnight happens, like I don't think my like heart and brain like are communicating well,
yeah,
like connecting with it. And it's weird, like I feel like since I'm approaching, you know, 30, my body is starting to be like more hormonal, and I want to like help kids and I want kids. And I was like, I love this, that I can make a difference in like young girls' lives and hope that they don't end up as crazy as I am at 26. So it's my priority shifted a little bit.
You cannot say like, you're approaching 30, by the way, at 26.
I'm 26. I'm upwards to 30.
I'm 28. So I'm 2 years closer. And I'm saying hold on to middle 20s. You've got another year. And then you can say, okay, we're
I'll tell
30.
You, since I got my period, I literally been like ready for babies and my body not and but like my work isn't, obviously, because how could I have a baby right now? But
yeah,
I'm also like loving this part of it, and it's a lot of pressure too, because the other day I even had to post on Instagram like I hope you guys don't think I'm this like Disney like role model thing. My parents are loud, I swear. I have such a potty mouth, I talk like a sailor. It's probably why Chelsea is like picking it up from me, and like I swear I am not like this.
But I
like
think,
idea of like a good role model.
But I think that's exactly what young people need as a role model. Because I think you see like the you see with everyone from Disney Channel, they have this pressure to be perfect, and then they fall off the wagon because it's too much. It's unattainable, unachievable, unsustainable.
Right. Or they go like they have to go like full left turn on it. Be like Miley, I feel would probably have preferred not to just go like 0 to 100, but I feel like you had to do that to like let people know, hey, I'm gonna start at 100 here, so you know, and then I'm gonna like pull it back, you know.
I think that's great, because you're showing them that you are a real human being, that you are multifaceted, and that and showing, you know, how they can then grow up to be. And I think that's really positive.
I appreciate that. I think like sometimes people just kind of see what they want to see.
Yeah.
So I'm having to accept that on the internet, that you're just not going to please everybody. And I have to stop really reading these hate comments, because they do get in my head a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm like, whatever. I'm having a blast. I'm finally getting to do what I love, and people know the words to songs, which is nuts.
Yeah.
I'm like losing my mind over here. This is very cool. I'm like honestly shocked at like how quickly my priority shifted when I like almost got everything I asked for later on in life, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's just not as important anymore to me, but I'm like really, really happy that I get to do things for girls like that, where it started for me, you know,
yeah,
all these problems. So I'm like,
you can't ask for more, can you? Like, you get to do what you love. It has a purpose. You're doing like public good. It's literally the dream.
I've never had a sister before, so I feel like I have like all these younger sisters now on this app, and like I've created like almost a little family. I was also homeschooled, so like not too many friends, so I'm like kind of alone, just me, my dog, and my boyfriend here. But I'm like having a blast just building like a community online,
and it's been such a nice community to see, like everyone using Victoria's Secret. The response online has been amazing from so many people. The body positivity, like, it's just incredible. And you did that was you.
no make no mistake, this was not me. This was absolutely not me. That's the other thing, is like, I like, people are like, look what you said. I didn't say anything. Like, I talked about my own story, and I did it in a pop song, but like, this is stuff that's been said for so long. I got so lucky that like I got to live in a lifetime where the body positivity movement actually existed. Like,
yeah
it was late for us. We got it recently. This was not a thing when we were younger, so we got very lucky that we like got to hop on board with this, because like, this could never have happened. I could have never put this song out like when I was going through my body issues, you know, and when it started, right?
Yeah.
Never.
But it's amazing.
It would have been like, they would have like sniped me probably. Like, I'm like, I'm sorry.
But it's amazing that you've done it. And I think a lot of people are really thankful for this song. So I would really love to get you to introduce it for us on KMFM.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, sorry. Oh my gosh. Sorry for the rambling. Hello, my name is Jax. I live in Los Angeles, and I wrote a song called Victoria's Secret about how when I was younger, I compared myself to like the one body type that I saw on billboards, and that was intentionally sold to me to keep me opening my wallet to look a certain way. And I just wanted to make sure that the next generation of little CEOs do not compare their body to any other body that they see in the media. And it's called Victoria's Secret. I hope you like it.
Thank you so much for your time. Lovely to talk to you.
I will let you know next time I'm in the UK. I'm like dying to get back out there.
Yes,
I studied there for a while and I miss it a lot.
Yeah, so. Let us know. And if we can get you down here in person, that would be amazing.
Oh my God. Oh, I could really go for the fish and chips right now.
Well, in Kent, we have the best ones. So
Kent!
Yeah.
Wait, I actually have friends there. And I went to this club in Kent one time and it's like 5 stories. Oh, it was like a bunch of floors and there was like a rooftop and we basically watched the sunrise.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
Each floor was like a different genre of music.
Oh my gosh, amazing. I don't think I've been but I'm gonna go now because it's like Jack's recommended, so. But yeah, let us know when you're in and we'll go get some fish and chips.
Okay, well, anywho, you're the best. Thanks
for having
me.
Thank you so much. Bye.